How close are you and your family? Some families might not have the greatest relationship. Other families are close, depend on each other, and love each other. No matter how much love there actually is in a family, you'll most likely always be in the same boat. Jesus' relationship with God should set an example for us. Whether it is your family, spouse, or the church, we should love one another. Unity in the church between the members matters the most. First off, God commands unity. He wants unity in his church. Now turn with me to 1 Corinthians 1:10. It reads, "Now I plead with you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment." This clearly states that Jesus, or God, doesn't want division in the church, and that unity is important. We should have unity in what is taught as well. Many people have different ideas about how to be saved, for one. We should also worship in the same way. Many congregations have women speak as a man would, as if women have the same authority as men do. In 1 Timothy 2:11-15, it clearly states that men have authority over women in the church. Other congregations would have bands and choirs sing and worship. Ephesians 5:19 says, "Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord." This means that we should be singing and making, well, this says that we should be singing and making melody in our hearts. That doesn't mean drums, guitars, tambourines, or bands in general. It means that we just sing, using our voices, nothing else. In addition, husbands and wives should have unity. The Bible states that a man and wife become one when they marry. God loves unity and love in a marriage. It isn't just love in a marriage that God especially likes, though. He's happy no matter who loves each other. Friends, enemies, family, spouses, and even people you meet on the street. Agape love is the best kind of love, the most important. And unity brings the church closer. We should all strive to be closer, like a family. The church essentially is a family. And no one wants division in families. God hates it. Turn with me to Mark 3, 24-25. He says, "If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand." Here, it's basically saying that if the church is divided, it will fall. Matthew 12:25 states something very, very similar, saying, "But Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, 'Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself will not stand.'" The Bible also emphasizes unity. Throughout the Bible, unity in the church is mentioned a plethora of times. One time is in Psalms 133:1, which says, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." Another time in John 17:20-23, Jesus prays for unity. Unity without Christ in your life will fail. You must have unity in Jesus to have unity with anyone else. Jesus wants us to be in unity like he is with God. And John 17:22 has the phrase, "that they may be one as we are one." Like I said before, unity in the church matters. God commands it, the Bible emphasizes it, and we should acknowledge it. Without unity, there's obviously division. Division in the church is not acceptable by God. We should all strive to be more united in God, Christ, family, and the church.